All right, let's talk DIY. And we're going to Stan Scott now, who's volunteers once a fortnight to help you out with your problems around the home. Hey, Stan.
Hey, kia ora, Jesse.
What's the goss, mate? What's you up to?
Oh, just up in a big smoke for a couple of days before heading down to Tiana for a week, do a little bit of building on someone's house down there, of all places.
Wow. Have you been out in the surf recently?
I have. I've been out nearly every day apart from yesterday. The water is extremely cold,
yeah.
But it's good because not a lot of people surf as much in wintertime, so loving it. We've had some great waves down in Gizzy and around the coast. And my daughter's just got a brand new board a couple of days ago, so Rio is fizzing to get out there as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, mate.
Okay, to the questions from RNZ listeners. David says, I have a large window in my kitchen which has one bottom corner where water has gotten into the wood and it started to rot. Is there a way to rescue it without replacing the whole thing?
Okay, there's a couple of things with this. It all depends how far the rot's gone. So in the past, we would normally have either we would try and fix it in situ and replace wherever the rot is. You know, if it's on the sill, generally it'll be where the facing hits the sill. That's usually where the rot goes out. And if it's really bad, it'll go into the stud work of the house. So what I would say is if you can get a builder around to have a look just to make sure it's not gone into any of the inside of the wall lining. But there is a product out there which a friend of mine has used quite successfully, and it's called a wood hardener. So basically, you don't remove the rotten wood. You just spray it once making sure that the timber that you're applying it on is dry, and you spray it on, leave it to soak in for like about 24 hours, and then you fill over top, prime, and then just paint. So if you just
Google
wood hardener, there's some products out there that you can buy around the country. And for what I've seen on some restoration shows, like the English restoration style shows, where they use this product on an old golf or some sort of an old wooden cart.
Yeah.
And the timber was in such a bad state of deteriorating from sitting outside, he just sprayed it with a wood hardener, which basically turns the wood fibres almost back to new again and stiffens everything up and sort of solidifies the timber and then sort of restoring it. So I would say so long as the timber, the window hasn't leaked into underneath, you could try using this a wood hardener and give that a go before, you know, spending thousands on getting a new window made.
Thank you. I live in an old apartment building, says Nikki. The door to my apartment, which is a heavy wood door, is at the end of a corridor, and every time the lobby door at the other end is open, my door is kind of sucked in and makes a clattery thud. It's very annoying. Is there anything I can do to stop this and sort of seal my door a bit better?
Gosh, that is a hard one. So realistically, it's the pressure of that other door. So it sounds like there's very, very little air that able to escape when that heavy door is shut. So
sounds like too much of a seal, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it needs that air pressure to be released. So whether I don't know if it's a fire stop door or if the building manager can cut like a vent strip in the bottom of their door that's been shut, or saying that, I mean, you could put some sort of a lock mechanism on the inside of your door too, or put some foam up against the jamb that the door shuts against, so to relieve that shuttering, at least. You know, there is some, you can get like a 5mm window seal and door seal, and you just peel the back off and it sticks onto the frame and it sort of alleviates any air getting through. But the best way would be trying to relieve a little bit of air by cutting some sort of a grill into the door, if that's possible, that has been shut in the end of the hallway.
Thank you. On behalf of Nikki, we're refitting all our old windows with new putty, says Karen and Mark in sunny Wellington. Any tips for taking the glass out, cleaning the frame and putting it back in? And also, to replace a cracked window, do we measure the frame exactly and the glazier estimates how much smaller the glass needs to be to fit? Any advice? Welcome, please.
Yeah, definitely. So measure for that measuring up of the glass, I would measure from the exact size where the glass sits. Usually they will take off about 3mm off top and bottom. But so what I usually like to do, if measuring tight in between the frames is, say, like 500 millimetres, I will take that dimension to the glaziers, and then they will usually take off, you know, 3 mil off each. As far as trying to get the glass out in one piece without breaking it, I wish you all the luck in the world. I would not recommend trying to huck out putty out of window frames or door with his glass yourself, because it is so easy to damage the timber. You know, there are putty knives, it's like a putty hacker sort of a knife, and you hit the back of like a very thick sort of style knife, and it's specially designed to take the putty out of the timber frame. But most of the time, that old putty has really sucked hard onto the frame, and it's super easy to rip out timber with you. So if you can get someone to do that for you, I would highly recommend that. And then you seal it with an oil-based sealer and then go from there. But I really don't think you're going to be able to get the glass out without breaking it.
Thank you. Helen in Waikanae says, please ask Stan Scott about this. My husband has sanded, prepped and painted our wooden deck, but with the heat of the sun on it, the paint continues to lift, often within a few months. We'd appreciate any advice you can give to sort out this problem.
Without having a little bit more info of exactly what the decking type is, well, let's just sort of think the most common style deck, say a pine-style deck. All depends what the prep was done on the deck beforehand, and what sort of primer and what sort of paint has been used, or if the paint is too dark, it can quite often, you know, bubble off. That's a very common one, especially on like a pine deck where it does shrink and expand quite a lot. So what I would probably suggest is to ring the manufacturer of the paint that you've been using and get him around to have a look, or get that company around to have a look as to see what the problem is. But it could be such a multitude of different problems. You know, if it's a hardwood style deck, there is a huge amount of oil content, even on like an old Quila style deck or Vitex. There is a lot of oil within that timber, and they just don't like to be painted quite often, and so it will just repel the paint off. So sometimes I'd need to be very specific on exactly the type of paint they've used and the type of timber that is going on. But I'd start with ringing the paint company first and get a representative around to have a look, see if they can offer some advice.
We've got lots more great questions that have come in, including one from Rosanna, who wanted advice on cutting a hole in her kitchen bench with a jigsaw, but we're going to have to save them for next time because we're out of time today, Stan.
No, that's all good, mate. You have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. Stan Scott, helping out as many listeners as he can on a Friday afternoon.